This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manero akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechipiri ndira 13, 2015.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti nezviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Zvikoro zvavhurwa nhasi paine kunyunyuta munzvimbo dzakawanda sezvo vana vanzi vanga vachidzorwa kana vasina kunge vakabhadhara mari dzechikoro.
Zvinhu zviri kuramba zvakaita manyamamire nerongo muZANU-PF zvokuti vanhu vamwe vave kuronga kuendesana kumatare.
MDCT inoti haisi kuzosiya ZANU-PF ichiumba komiti inofambisa mabasa muguta reMutare.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Zvikoro zvavhurwa nhasi paine kunyunyuta munzvimbo dzakawanda sezvo vana vanzi vanga vachidzorwa kana vasina kunge vabhadharirwa mari dzechikoro. Zvinonzi vana vanga vachidzorwa zvisinei kuti hurumende yakati hapana mwana achadzorerwa kumba nemari yechikoro. Mashoko atiri kutambira anotiwo zvimwe zvikoro zvakwidza mari dzechikoro, izvo zvinonzi zviri kuomera vabereki vakawanda. Chikoro cheMachavezi muBulawayo chinonzi chakwidza mari idzi kubva pamazana mana nemakumi manomwe emadhora kusvika pamazana mashanu nemakumi matatu emadhora. Studio 7 aina kukwanisa kunzwa divi revakuru vakuru vechikoro cheMachavezi kana wokubva kubazi rezvedzidzo.
Zvichakadaro, sangano rinomirira varayiridzi vekumaruwa reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe rinoti nhengo dzaro dzakawanda dzatadza nhasi kunge dziri kunzvimbo dzadzinoshandira nekuda kwekuipa kwemigwagwa pamwe nemvura yakanaya zvakanyanyisa. Vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano iri vaBrighton Makunike vanoti nzvimbo dzakanyanya kukanganiswa migwagwa nekuda kwemvura matunhu eMashonaland West, Mashonaland Central neManicaland. VaMakunike vanoti rimwe dambudziko riri kusangana nenhengo dzavo nderepekugara pakanaka zvikuru muzvikoro zviri mumatunhu aive mapurazi makuru akagariswa vanhu patsva sezvo dzimba dzakawanda dzacho dzakaputswa nemvura yakawandisa yakanaya mazuva mashoma apfuura. Taedza kubata gurukota rezvedzidzo netsika vaLazarus Dokora, asi nhare mbozha yavo yanga isingadayirwi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navaMakunike.
Tine dambudziko iro rasangana naro rekuti varayiridzi especially vanobata basa ravo vari kuzvikoro zviri kumaruva vatadza kudzokera kumabasa nekuda kwemafashanu ari munyika pari zvino, zvikuru sei nzvimbo dzakaita seMashonaland West neManicaland Province. Tine almost 3/4 emamembers edu vatadza kuenda kumabasa kusora nhasi.
Matambudziko aya angakanganisa zvakadii kuvhurwa kwetemu ino? Tichiona kuti nhasi nyika yavhura kotoro itsva.
Iri dambudziko rekuti rakagara ringoripo kubva kare nakare, especially pakatanga kuzozarwa zvimwe zvikoro munzvimbo dzaimbova maplaza atingati maresettlement areas. Toona pane dambudziko rekuti mamwe maresettlement areas aya haana nzvimbo dzakanyatso kukwana dzokudzidzira uyezve dzimba dzevaticha dzokugara, zvinova izvo kuti kana itori nguva yekuti kunenge kuchitonaya mvura kudai chikoro panenge pasitorina, uyezve migwagwa yenzvimbo dzekumaruva yava nenguva ichinge yatokanganika kuti tichazive kuti ichirimo here mumepu yenyika, nova zvakutodzosera basa iri kumashure.
Imi zvii zvamuri kuudzawo nhengo dzenyu dziri kukundikana kudzokera kuzvikoro idzi?
Sangano redu weRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe takava necongress yedu yatakaita muna Zvita gore rapera, munova makabuda mune zvimwe zvisungo zvekuti tirambe tichireuchidza nekudhimanda kuhurumende yedu yanhasi kuti inge ichiita seriously look munyaya dzemashandiro uye magariro evadzidzisi naivo vadzidzi, zvikuru sei kunzvimbo dziri kumaruva. Totanga nekutarisa iyo nyaya yemigwagwa. mimwe yacho matone magoronga ato madramu zvichayo zvayo.
Tinonzwa kuti vadzidzi vakawanda mune zvimwe zvikoro vanga vachidzorwawo nhasi nenyaya yekuti havananga vakabhadhara mari dzechikoro. Mambonzwa here nezvazvo sesangano?
Tichiri mukutoita tsvagurudzo idzodzo because muzwa nhasi tanga tangowana umbowo hwanga huchimbobva kumamembers edu especially kumaNikaland province. But sesangano through department redu education and research tiri kutsvagurudza nekuongorora kuti zvingava zviri kuitika kunzvimbo dzipi.
Vanga vari vanoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa musangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vaBrighton Makunike vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Zvino zviri kuramba zvakaita manyamamire nerongo muZANU-PF sezvo vamwe vakadzingwa vachinzi vari kudyidzana nevaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vari kuramba kutambira zvakabuda paCongress yemuna zvita gore rapera. Vanhu ava vazivisa nhasi kuti magweta avo atotanga kuongorora nyaya iyi. Vaiona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa mubato iri vaDidmas Mutasa vakanyorawo tsamba kumapepanhau nezuro vachiti Congress yakaitwa yaisava pamutemo uye vamwe vari mubato iri vakazouya pamberi ndivo vave kuita madiro aJorgina vachiti izvi zvinofanira kumiswa. VaMutasa vanotiwo vanhu ava vakafurira mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nemudzimai wavo kudzinga vanhu vane nhoroondo mubato. VaMutasa nemamwe makurukota nevateedzeri vavo uye masachigaro ematunhu akawanda vakadzingwa mubato vachinzi vaitsigira amai Mujuru. Amai Mujuru vaipomerwa mhosva yeuori uye kuda kuita vaMugabe kafira mberi, asi kusvika pari zvino hapana kana umbowo hwakati tsvikiti wati wapiwa. Taedza kubata mutauriri weZANU-PF vaSimon Kaya Moyo, asi hatina kuvakwanisa kuvabata sezvo vanga vasingadayire nharembozha yavo. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaive mutauriri weZANU-PF vakazodzingwawo varugare gumbo tikavabvunza kuti vanotenderana here nezvanyorwa navaMutasa.
Aiwa ndozvitigira chaizvo mashoko magugutu chaiwo. Vanhu vazhinji vanga vachirungudzika muno muZimbabwe vachizoshaya kuti voenda kupi, vachiti ko vanhu vakadzingwa ava havana vatungamiri here. Saka tinofara kuti vaMutasa vavuya vakataridza utungamiri hwavo hwakasimba hwakakosha. Saka isu savanhu vanova vanga vachidzingwa vachirungudziwa tinotsigira zvikuru zvaita navaMutasa.
Chii chaizvo chiri kukonzera matambudziko ari mubato aya vagumbu?
Chinokonzera maproblems mumusangano zvokuona kwaunongoita iwewe ndochokuvana vatungamiri vasingazivi vachida gwara. Hamungatimi vanhu vakagwira rusununguko one man one vote vakavaka musangano zvakanaka ukasimba chaizvo, moti mumakuinda kunoshara Congress movabvisa motora vanhu vamunongotora mumastreet moti ndi vanoenda Congress munoti kwaita vane takaita Congress. Hazvibvirika izvozvo zvinhu zvakaita saizvozvo. Blessing vanhu vanofanira kushagwa navanhu, vanhu vanofanira kushara vanhu vavanoda, haikona kuti vanhu vaimposive nevavo vanoti tiri vatongi.
Asi muri kuronga here kuenda kumatare? Ndedzipi nzira dzamuchatora kuti mudzokere muutungamiri webato?
Aiwa tichaenda kumatare, asi tichambotaurirana namagweta edu kutoona kuti zvinokwanisika kuitika here, zvikaitika ndezvipi. Asi hatingambogari tisina kuenda kumatare, tinoenda kumatare nekuti tinoda kuti zvivanhu zvese izvi zvakapiwa nzvimbo izvo zviinde izvi. Vagara havana zvavakaita kusununguka kwenyika kana kutoka kwenyika. Vamwe vachona vaitoenda pamaredhiyo tichagwanyika vachiti padare mabhinya, urayai mabhinya ayo, ndovakunzi ndovavakuru vomupolitibiro. Munopenga unomakati vanhu vomuzimbabwe vapedzinomukati havazivi.
Vaiva mutauriri weZANU-PF vasati vadzingwa varugare gumbo vachitaura vari parunare vari mugweru.
Mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 abatawo nyanzvi munyaya dzezvemitemo uye vachidzidzisa paKent University kuBritain vaAlex Magaisa kuti tinzwewo maonero avo.
Maonero angu ndeyekuti kurwa kuri kuitika uku, vanhu vakuedza kurwisa sekunge vakange vakoniwa muna December pavakaruza kuCongress kune chikwata chimwe chaachichivarwisa. Saka iko zvino kwaakurwisa inonzi fight back muchirungu kuti vakwanise kudzora space yanga yatorwa nevamwe. Saka tikona kuti zviri kuratidza kuti pachaita makakatanwa akasimba chaizvo nekufamba kwenguva kana nyaya yacho ikasagadziriswa zvakanaka.
Handiko kutsemuka pakati kweZANU PF here uku vamagaisa?
Zvinoona kudaro nekuti munoona zvanga zvichiitika mavhiki apfuura ndezvekuti kune vanhu vakati muZANU PF vanga vachiti vana Mutasa, vana Kaukonde, vana Maemujuru nevamwe vese vanga vari kudii ravo ngavachibviswa mupati kutodzingwa chaiko. Asi uyu komiza wavo vakasukuwere nevamwe vanga vachiti aiwa hakuna anosuspendwa, hakuna anodzingwa, ngazvimbomira tichatira kugadzirisa musangano. Asi ndinoona kuti zvichavanetsa kuti varambe vakanyaradza vanhu mushure mekunge zvakadai zvaitika, nekuti statement yaburitswa navamutasa iyi statement hombe chaiyo iri kuratidza kuti President Mugabe makakoniwa, President Mugabe makaita zvisiri pamutemo, President Mugabe marasika gwara. Saka kutsoropodza mukuru wavo nebato ravo kwakakura chaizvo. Zvinoreva izvo kuti vaya vanga vachiti vanhu ngavachibuda vacharamba vachitaiwa ngavabuda. Saka kubuda kwavo kudzinga kwavo kuda kuchakwanisa kuti kuzoita mabato pamwe mairi matatu zvakaitwa kuna MDC zviyazvi. Chinonetsa chatisingazivi ndechekuti vamutasa pavanyora statement vari kunyora vakazvimirira pachavo here kana kuti vane vanhu vakawanda. Vatiwo vane vanhu vakawanda asi hatizivi hedu kuti vanhu vacho vangani. Tichaona nemazuva ari kuteera kuti vane vanhu vangani vari kuvasapota.
Chikwata ichi chinoti chiri kugadzirira kuenda kumatare edzimhosva. Muri kuona achiibata sei nyaya?
Zvekumatare zvinonetsa, zvino zvakaita kunge kutamba rotare. Asi maonero angu inini ndichitarisa bumbiro remutemo reZANU PF, ndinoona kuti vane mukana wekuti vaende kumatare kuno challenger kuno tiaiwa pakakanganiswa mutemo apo. Zvedare kuti rinozoti iwa yaimwewo nyaya pamwewo dare rinoona zvakasiyana.
Nyanzvi munyadzo zvemitemo uye vachidzidzisa paKent University vaAlex Magaisa vachitaura vari parunare kuBritain nanitungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. MDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai yashora bato riri kutonga reZANU PF neurongwa hwaro hwekuda kuumba imwe komiti inofambisa zvinhu mudhorobha reMutare, umo munonzi makanzura MDCT ndiwo akawanda. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura neStudio 7 muHarare nhasi, mutauriri weMDCT vaObed Gutu vashora danho riri kuda kutorwa neZANU PF iri, vachiti uku kuzvidza veruzhinji vakavhotera makanzuro eMDCT musarudzo dzegore rapera. Gurukota rinoona nezvinoitika mudunhu reManicaland, amai Mandi wePichimene, vanonzi vakataura pamusangano wevaimbova varwiri vehondo yerusununguko wakaitirwa kwaMutare neZuro kuti bato ravo riri kuronga kuumba komiti ichange ichiita basa riri kuitwa nemakanzuro eMDCT, vachipomera kanzuro yeMutare mhosva yekusafambisa zvakanaka basa. Asi vaGutu vati bato ravo harisi kuzofa rakatambira zviri kurongwa neZANU PF izvi.
Tashamisika zvikuru pataverengawo mapepanhau tichihwa kuti Mhendichimene anoti anoda kugadzira sangano remavo vhetereni richitungamirwa naiye kuti riite pararo kanzu yokwaMutare. Izvi zvinongotaridza kuti ZANU PF haina hanya nevanhu. ZANU PF haina basa nesarudzo. Chavanoda ivo chete kuti varambe vachiita zvavo zvehumbimbindoka zvekupa nezvekujairira kuita zvecorruption. Kanzu yokwaMutare yakasarudzwa nevanhu paelection yakaitwa muna July 2013. Saka kana mai ava vanonzi Mhendichimene vachitivo taakuda kuita parallel council structure, zvinoreva kuti vauda kutyora mutemo. Vanotaridza kuti havana basa neconstitution yenyika. Vanotaridza ivo kuti vanhu vanoda zveukandanga zveupinya. Asi hazvitishamisi, ndando mabasa doma ikiro ezanpf vanoita kunge vane chibwa mpengo
vagutu vati zanupf ikaenderera mberi nekuumba komiti iyi vachakwidza nyaya iyi kumataredzi mhosva
hatimbofi takavapa mukana wokuti vaite zveuniyaniya zvavari kuronga izvi mataredzi mhosva ariko zviri kuitwa namendichimene izvi somunhu akatora mhiko yokuva minister of state zvinhu zvinoshoreka zvokutaridza kuti atotyora mutemo wenyika constitution yezimbabwe atyora urban councils act inova ndiyo inoona nezvemafambisirwo anoitwa nyaya dzemaurban councils saka hazvimbotinesi isu semdc tinoenda kumatare edzimhosva kuti mai ava zvavari kuita vahavakodzeri kuti vave minister westate havakodzeri zvekuti vave member of parliament nokuti vakatora mhiko samember of parliament kuti vachachengetedza mutemo wezimbabwe vakatora zvemhiko saminister of state kuti vacharemekedza nokuchengetedza mutemo wezimbabwe asi vaakuenda pamberi pokuda kuti ndoda kutyora mutemo yemhiko dzavakatora
asi amai chimene vaudza studio 7 parunhare vari kwamutare kuti mdct iri kutadza kubvisa marara mamutare uye vagari havasi kuwana mvura yakachena zvavanoti zvinogona kukonzera kutapuriranwa kwezvirwere hatina kukwanisa kutaura nameya wemutare vatatenda nemarare kuti tinzwe divi rekanzuro yavo panyaya iyi asi vagutu vaudza studio 7 kuti zviri kutaurwa namai chimene kuedza kutsvaga nzira dzekuti bato ravo riwane kutonga mamutare kunyange hazvo rakarambwa neveruzhinji pasarudzo dzekanzuro zviri kurongwa namai chimene zvinhu zvakamboitwa negurukota rezvematunhu vaignatius chombo avo vakaomba makomiti aifambisa mabasa mumakanzuro anenge ari pasi pemdc ndakamirira studio 7 muharare ndini thomas chiri pasi
makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yestudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda wevoice of america uri muwashington dc munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaindaneti rinoti www.voashona.com tinodzokorora zvakare webhusaiti yedu www.voashona.com
munokwanisawo kubata studio 7 pa 919 am pa 4930 kana pa12080 ne15455 kilohertz pashortwave
tinodawo kukuzivisai vateereri kuti chirongwa chenyu chava pafacebook endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona
tinodzokorora zvakare facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona
yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika
dare repamusorosoro muEgypt rinoti vakabviswa pachigaro chemutungamiri wenyika vaHosni Mubarak pamwe nevanakomana vavo vaviri vanofanirwa kutongwa zvakare munyaya yavari kupomerwa yekushandisa mari dzehurumende zvisiri izvo varume ava vakapiwa mitongo yekugara mujeri kwemakore akati kuti gore rapera dare repasi rakavana vaMubarak nevana vavo vaviri vaine mhosva yekusafambisa zvakanaka mamiriyoni 10 nemanomwe emadhora mari idzi dzinodzi dzaifanirwa kunge dzakashandiswa mukuvakiridza muzinda wemutungamiri wenyika
mutungamiri wenyika yefrance vafrancois holland varumbidza zvikuru mapurisa emunyika iyi ayo akaurayiwa svondo rapera mukurwiswa kwakaitwa nyika iyi nemagandanga muparis vaholland vati mapurisa aya akazvipira upenyu hwavo kuitira kuti vanhu vagare vakasununguka vataura mashoko aya nhasi pamusangano waitirwa muparis apo panga pachipiwa ruremekedzo vanhu vakashaya ava
vachuchisi vemuguta realbuquerque mudunhu renew mexico muamerica vari kupomera mapurisa maviri mhosva yekuuraya murume aiva asina kwekugara anozivikanwa kuti anonetsekana nepfungwa vajames boyd avo vanga vava nemakore makumi matatu nemasere ekuberekwa vakapfurwa vakafa muna kurume apo vakanetsana nemapurisa munzvimbo iri mugomo riri pedyo neguta iri
Thank you. Makatirira ku Studio 7 munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Wandu wevanhu vakashanyira Zimbabwe gore rapfuura vakakwira kubva pamiriyoni nemazana masere ezviuru zvemadhora kana kuti $1.8 million muna 2013 kusvika pamamiriyoni maviri muna 2014. Mashoko aya anobuda pubepanhau rekuAmerica reNew York Times rakakurudzira vashanyi pakupera kwesvondo kuti vashanyire Zimbabwe sezvo iri imwe dzimwe nyika dzakanaka uye dzine runyararo. Bepa nawiri rinoburitsa nyika dzinosvika makumi mashanu nembiri gore rogaroga dzingashanyirwa nevanhu. Mutungamiri mukomo Studio 7 abata gurukota rinoona nezvekushanyirwa kwenyika vaWalter Muzembi ava vanoti vari kufara nemashoko eNew York Times uye neuwandu hwevashanyi munyika uhwo huri kuramba huchikwira.
Ino inyika yakarohwa nenyundo. Hakuna chaunotya kana wapinda muno kuti kuda ndichazoona mavivi emoto zvitomboona kunana Australia kana kuti ndichakuvara nei zvatinoona munana Dubai kana kuti uko kunotonhora Sterling zvatinoona munana Canada. Inenge paradiso kana takutaura nyaya iyoyo yeclimate neweather. Vanhu vazhinji vanofamba chinja vanotanga vaongorora chivasiti vatarisa zvimwe zvinhu zvese ndechekuti kunogarika here. Ugarika here, hakupisi here too much, hakunai here too much, hakuzovhuvhuti here zvakanyanyisa kusvika mana macyclones kana mahurricane mene ndashanya imomo. Zimbabwe haina izvozvo, saka inogachira munhu wese murunyararo norunaku hwayo. Vapo toenda muzvipo zvedu zvemhuka, tongoziva kuti Mwari wakatikomborera kuno. Tatofanana neGarden of Eden, payakasikwa naMwari pacho zvake. Mbezi wako tukituwa ne New York Times. Wano taura nezi kuanda kwa kaita muka Mzimbabwe. Yoza wano nyanya kufambira kuna uso. Unano utupavo. Waka peza kutuura ya zese. Usafunga watu ku Europe kana kwa Amerika kumamuri. Kana kwa muri kukwa kusina muka. Zaziri ko. Zaka pera. Kwa zikajikiwa. Pa zaziri ndo panema. Etino tima concrete jungles. Ma skyscraper. Mime mduria kasi ya nasi ya nakuno. Kichanga ngo ita za zaka ita nyika payaka sikwa. Na Mwari achipa kuna Adam na Eva. Saka azinyonya kutikachika maza sitafara kuti vazvitaura nomuromo wavo.
Asi muri kukurudzirawo vagari vekuZimbabwe ikoko vari ikoko here kuti vange vachishanyira nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana yatinoti iyo local tourism.
Takatotanga gore rapera iri takatengesera nyaya iyi Civil Service Commission kuti andi wega wega wehurumende unofanira kuwana mukana unoita mazuva matatu pagore rega rega ukinda kundorora kunzvimbo yaanenge asarudza. Waona kuti tine bhedha namabhedroom akawanda zvikuru munana National Parks muya kutourism tinokwanisa kuita discount takanangana namacivil servants.
VaWalter Muzembi vanove gurukota rinoona nezvekushanyirwa kwenyika vachitaura parunare namutungamiri mukomo weStudio 7 vari muHarare.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. nasi tiri kutarisa kuvhurwa kwezvikoro vana vachidzoserwa kumba nenyaya yekuti vanga vasina kubhadhara mari dzechikoro.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi titumirei ma text message panamba inoti 001-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona panamba dzinoti 1-202-617-2077 kuti mutaure pa live talk.
Yashika nguwe ya tunoverenga tsambambo shadzenyu pamwene ma text message amuno tumira. Munyoro yekutanga anoti ndapota vamushamarari verenga iwo tsamba yangu pamepo. Makadi kuvashamarari veStudio 7. Ndokumbira mundimhoreserewo mudzimai wangu Enesia Matsvai muno muchiwira kwamandeya nemhuri yangu inoti mukoma Adomas natete Elfania ndichiti Mwari vakuchengetei ndine Rafael Makasika Razaro wekuchiwira.
Mukoma Abraham Chingamombe vanyora pa VOA Shona Facebook vachitivo makadi hama Jonga Blessing nevamwe vose pamberi nebasa varume. Tunotenda mukoma chingamombe nekushandisa Facebook page yedu. Tunokurudzirawo vamwe vateerere kuti mutitsigire uye sezvo muchizivawo kuti chirongwa chenyu chave neFacebook. Vose vanoda kuva shamwari dzeStudio 7 endai paFacebook yedu VOA Shona.
Mumwe munyora anoti basa munogona chose. Handisandawana vanhu vandaitsvaga vanoti Joyce Mangena, Elizabeth Mangena, vavira vandava natete vangu. Ndakavaona ndine makore mashanu ekuberekwa, iye zvino ndave nemakore 25. Ndakangonzwa kuti vari kuchimani mani, kana paine anovaziva ngaandifonerewo panhamba dzinoti 0771 230 031. Todzokorora zvakare nhamba 0771 230 031. Ndiri kutambudzika zvikuru, ndibatsireiwo.
Mumwe anotiwo makadi yenyu mukoma Jongana Blessing nevamwe vashamarari veStudio 7. Ino isu kuno kusimuchembu takanyorera kuti tiwane mbeu yechibage, asina nhasi haisati yasvika. Ndoona sekuti yakanyudzwa nevanhu veZANU-PF. Handizive kuti zvinhu zvegovernment zvaakuwanikwa nevanhu veZANU-PF chete here. Ndikwazisireiwo mukoma wangu Pearson Malandela, Hardwork Malandela, Taurai Malandela, pamwe neshamwari yangu Shadrick kana naranganai Manjengwa. Kuno ndozodawo mukoma wangu Cabro Kukwekwe, ndichiti varume Mwari havangarambi vakanyarara. Ngatichingei zvichanaka chete rimwe zuva. Nhoroondo yavana veIsrael vari muKenani munoiziya. Ndini Andrew Malandela Kugokwe Simchembo.
Mumwe anoti makadi Blessing naJonga, musanete kupakura mutakunanzva wenhau. Pasina imi tingadai tichingoponderwa musagi sekitsi. Ndikwezireiwo mhuri yekwaSarutani neyekwaCharangwa yose. Ndini Wasu Wasu Panyanga. Werengai wotsamba yangu. Aiwa, ndinoimba kuti Wasu vachafara taverenga tsamba yavo.
Studio 7 team muri sei? Ini ndinonzi Tinashe Dzumbunu, ndiri kwaChiota kwaSamuriwo Marondera West. Ndinoda kukwazisa Tinashe Mujuru, Sensa Samuriwo nevese vanondiziva.
Ichekutanga ndinoti munofara here mukoma Jonga pamwe namukoma Blessing? Ndoda mundifarisirewo mbuya Chikavhanga kuchipinge nevavakidzani vangu pachijomeya. Uye ndinopa kutenda nenhau dzenyu. Ndini ndanyora ndiri Jobek Ara Chakavhanga.
Muwanotiwo sando dzenyu Studio 7 bhora mberi vakomana. Ndipireiwo sando kuna Vigo Elvis na Mwanawasa from Israel.
Ndinodawo kuti hai kushamwari dzangu vatsigiri veHighlanders, this year ndezveduo naMudhara Chipololo. Ndisingakanganwi Jonga naBlessing, ndini Patterson Boso Hlavangana Gokwe Chief Simchembu.
Hongu, tinotenda kuti pada Highlanders ichashura mare gore rino Jonga. Sezvo gore rapera zvanga zviri zvedhimbare.
Aiwa,
tinotenda zvikuru nenhau dzechokwadi. Ndimhoreserewo hama dzangu dzese, ndisingasiyewo vatsigiri veStudio 7, pamwe nasweeti wangu Yolanda, ndichiti I love you honey. Aiwa, ndinofara zvikuru mukaverenga meseji yangu wenyu Abraham Abudza from Budiriro 4.
Aiwa, nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje vadikane. Tinokutendai mose netsamba dzamanyora. Tinoti rambai muchitumira tsamba mbozha dzenyu kuStudio 7 muchitudzawo zvirongwa zvamunofarira imi vateereri kuti munzwe pano paStudio 7.
Kwazisana yama neshamwari pano paStudio 7. Email yedu studio7@voanews.com. Ma text message kana WhatsApp tumirai kunamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Zvikoro zvavhurwa nhasi paine kunyunyuta munzvimbo dzakawanda sezvo vana vanzi vanga vachidzorwa kana vasina kunge vabhadharirwa mari dzechikoro.
Zvinhu zvinonzi zviri kuramba zvakaita manyama amire nerongo mubato reZANU-PF, zvokuti vanhu vamwe vakadzingwa voronga kuendesana kumatare.
MDCT inoti haisi kuzosiya ZANU-PF ichiumba komiti inofambisa mabasa muguta reMutare.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoimba kuti muchange minesu zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai, ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndokusiyai mina Sandra Nyaira na Jonga Kandemiri.
Thank you, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, January 14th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ZANU-PF faction backing ousted party vice president Joyce Mujuru says it has engaged lawyers to explore ways to challenge the party's December Congress, which they allege was illegal.
We are taking the legal route. We are consulting our lawyers. As soon as the consultation process is over, then we can move on.
Health ministers are responsible for HIV/AIDS in the Southern African Development Community, or SADC region, are holding a meeting in Zimbabwe's Victoria Falls to discuss health approaches to various diseases.
Yes, the total number of our new infections has actually decreased. Survival rate is improved. Uptake of ARTS, another AIDS treatment program, is improved.
And Zimbabwe says the number of tourist arrivals in the country increased to 2 million last year from 1.8 million in 2013.
The ZANU-PF faction backing ousted party vice president Joyce Mujuru says it has engaged lawyers to explore ways to challenge the party's December Congress, which they allege was illegal. Some political analysts predict the party is now headed for a split. Former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mtasa released a statement yesterday saying the Congress was null and void. Mtasa, who was referring to himself as the Party Secretary for Administration, though he was replaced by Ignatius Chombo, claims to be representing the majority of ZANU-PF supporters, irked by the lack of internal democracy in the party. Attempts to reach party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo were futile. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu spoke with expelled former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo.
I completely agree with him. I think Blessing, I discussed with you during and after Congress and indicated that this was a farce. It was a total failure. We didn't take into account the feelings of the people. So we totally agree with Mtasa. Almost everything that he has said, absolutely correct. And I think members of ZANU-PF, as well as the generality of the Zimbabwean people, were waiting for this kind of statement. And we have emphasized, stressed that we can't be led by Amafikizo alone. No ways. You know, these are reactionary counter-revolutionaries who managed to infiltrate and worm their way in the party. And as far as we are concerned, they are just a bunch of tricksters and cooks.
So what are you going to do to challenge that Congress? Are you taking the legal route, the political route? What exactly are you planning to do?
Yes, we are taking the legal route. We are consulting our lawyers. As soon as the consultation process is over, then we can move on. But we can't leave the thing as it is. No way. These people are a minority. They don't have people. They just manage to get through this through hide and seek by having vote of no confidence passed on people who were elected by people. And these people who went to Congress were people who were appointed, not elected by people. And the amendment of the Constitution gave power to one person, and we are paying a price for it. So as far as we are concerned, we have to do something about it.
That was expelled former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
A political analyst Alex Magaisa of Kent University in London says it will be interesting to watch the ZANU-PF race in the by-elections.
We have a very good opportunity presently because I think there are by-elections that have been called by President Mugabe in Mount Darwin and Chirumanzu, where Vice President Mnangagwa and former Vice President Mujuru used to be MPs. There may also be other constituents that may come up in the next few weeks. It will be interesting to see if ZANU-PF is going to obviously field more than one candidate in that regard. In other words, will the Mujurus and the Mutasas of ZANU-PF be happy to go with the candidates that are sponsored by ZANU-PF, or will they be willing to back any candidates, independent or otherwise, who may come up to challenge in those elections? So it's a good test to see the seriousness of Mutasa and his colleagues, whether or not they are prepared to mount their challenges against their own political party.
On the legal avenues that they are saying they're exploring to regain the control of the party, what are their options?
You know, those who have followed my work before Congress, I did indicate in my blog that Mujuru and her allies did have legal options before Congress to challenge the constitutionality of the amendment that ZANU-PF was carrying out at the time. So, in my opinion, clearly there was a violation, a contravention of the constitution regarding the timelines that had to be followed, the procedures that had to be undertaken. And I think those procedures are fundamental. They were not followed, and Mujuru and the allies have, I think, a sound legal basis to challenge the manner in which the amendments were undertaken.
That was political analyst Alex Magaisa of Kent University in London speaking with Studio 7. A reporter Ntungamili Nkomo also speaks to political analyst Nkululeko Siwanda of Huddersfield University about this issue.
It is an unexpected statement, especially the fact that there is some limited, although limited, but there's some criticism for President Mugabe and how he runs the party. I think that is certainly very unusual, but doesn't bode well for them because they have been with President Mugabe for a very long time, when many in the opposition and many in the human rights and civil sector have been saying that the president has acted against the constitution or has been ill-advised in terms of how to carry out his duties in line with the law. However, I think that it is telling, or that it is certainly a welcome thing, that you begin to see some form of criticism taking place from within the ranks of ZANU-PF or from members who have been formerly senior and know a lot about ZANU-PF of the president and the way he's running the party. I think that is an opportunity for many of those who have been saying so to say, look, we were not just saying things, it is true. But at this stage, I think it is doubtful whether or not the statement means that they could do anything that could be transformational.
Does this statement mark a turning point in the ZANU-PF political dynamics? In other words, do you see the alleged Mujuru faction splintering away from the mainstream ZANU-PF?
A lot of people would hasten to say that that is going to be the case, and that if Mujuru were to form a splinter group, she would be successful. Lessons from politics elsewhere in the world and in Zimbabwe indeed will instruct very well and very clearly that because ZANU-PF has such been a unipolar power system in which power has been heavily invested in one individual, the only opportunity that the Mujuru faction has is indeed if Mugabe leaves power anytime soon, therefore allowing some of the power to dissipate.
That was political analyst Nkululeko Siwanda of Huddersfield University speaking with Studio 7 from Britain.
The Tsvangirai MDC has dismissed as unconstitutional moves by a provincial minister to set up a shadow council comprising war veterans to oversee the operations of the MDC-led Mutare City Council. In a statement, the MDCT said Manicaland Provincial Affairs Minister Mandi Chimene's announcement confirms the fact that ZANU-PF has no regard whatsoever for democracy and the people's rights to elect their own leadership. The party said the plan is a brazen assault on democracy, constitutionalism, and the rule of law.
It said any parallel structure would be patently illegal and unconstitutional, and the MDC and the courts will not allow it. The MDCT further noted that even the mere thought of an illegal and parallel structure to run a city is testament to the fact that the level of chaos in ZANU-PF has reached alarming levels. Chimene told war veterans last Sunday that she would act as mayor under the proposed structure. She accused the city council of being clueless on how to run council affairs, hence the decision to appoint a shadow council to keep them on their toes.
Thank you. Health ministers responsible for HIV/AIDS in the Southern African Development Community, or SADC region, are holding a meeting in Zimbabwe's Victoria Falls to discuss health approaches to various diseases. The meeting, which started yesterday, ends on Friday with a commemoration of SADC Malaria Day. Apart from HIV/AIDS, the ministers are also focusing on status reports from member states on critical health sectors such as malaria, tuberculosis, and Ebola. Reporter Tatenda Gumbo spoke with Dr. Gerald Gwinji, Permanent Secretary of the Health Ministry, who says Zimbabwe and other SADC member states are making concerted efforts in tackling critical health issues.
In terms of the overall trend, I think we will be presenting to the ministers that as a region we have made gains. Yes, the total number of our new infections has actually decreased. Survival rate has improved. Uptake of NAAT, another AIDS treatment program, has improved. Survival of mothers who are HIV positive and are pregnant has improved. And the outcome from births of the children born of mothers who are HIV positive has also improved. So in general, there is an improvement. But we will be focusing on the youth, strengthening sexual and reproductive health, integrating that with HIV, because that's where we see that the rate of particular sexual transmitted infection has sort of peaked in certain areas and decreased.
By the end of the week, SADC will be commemorating the World Malaria Day. How has SADC decided to tackle the issue of malaria?
Again, it's a country and regional approach, sub-sectoring of the region itself, so that we focus on areas where we have challenges. You may have heard of the elimination aid effort, in which we are starting with those countries that are on the forefront with low transmission rates, and we are moving towards the elimination in those countries. This is a regional effort starting from the southernmost part of our region, including South Africa, Lesotho, Swaziland, Botswana, and Namibia, who are on the forefront of elimination, with Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Zambia, and the DRC supporting that effort.
The highlight within Africa and, of course, the SADC region, end of last year, coming into this year, is the issue of Ebola. Are the contingencies changing as we look at the crisis?
It's a continuous process, but currently we are really in preparedness mode with a lot of surveillance, a lot of training, and a lot of preparation just in case we have an outbreak in any one of our member states.
That was Dr. Gerald Gwinji, the Permanent Secretary of the Health Ministry, on the line from Victoria Falls with reporter Tatenda Gumbo.
The number of tourist arrivals in Zimbabwe increased to 2 million last year from 1.8 million in 2013. This announcement by Tourism Minister Walter Mzembe today comes 2 days after Harare received a vote of confidence from the respected New York Times newspaper, which named Zimbabwe as one of the top 52 destinations tourists should visit this year. Minister Mzembe tells reporter Ntungamili Nkomo he is happy with the New York Times endorsement as well as the surging arrivals.
It's an endorsement of brand Zimbabwe, coming as it does on the back of a very successful 2013 when we hosted the UNWTO General Assembly, the 20th session, which was attended by excess of 144 countries, over 50 ministerial representations, 400 media, 800 affiliate organizations. Arguably the most successful General Assembly in the UNWTO family since the inception of the General Assemblies. So I think it registered with the world that we are a peaceful destination, secure, with a very attractive product, as it were.
How would you characterize the tourism industry at the moment?
Well, we've just broken the 2 million barrier. I'm signposting a 5 billion tourism economy by the year 2020, 5 million arrivals, cent contribution to GDP. What I popularly dub here as the 5-5-15-2020 vision for the tourism sector.
Countries like the United States are heavily reliant on local tourism. Is that something that you are encouraging as the minister? And are there any incentives for local tourists?
It is tourism that is going to be the catalyst for economic recovery, because with minimum but significant investment, we can position it to basically provide the much-needed cash flow in the economy. And what it takes is to receive visitors, give them a good experience that will make them retain again. How do we get there? We must facilitate the accessibility of our destination.
That was Tourism Minister Walter Mzembe on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency. Are coming up?
Schools in Zimbabwe opened for the first term today, with some parents crying foul over school fee increases.
And some fuel sellers allegedly tamper with garage pumps ahead of a government deadline to reduce fuel prices. Stay tuned.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
An Egyptian appeals court says ousted President Hosni Mubarak and his two sons will get a retrial in the embezzlement case that earned them multi-year sentences last year. The court in Cairo announced its decision Tuesday in a move that rolls back the only remaining conviction against Mr. Mubarak. Judicial sources say Mr. Mubarak, currently detained at a military hospital, could be freed at some point. But a security official told Egypt's official MENA news agency that will not happen until the judiciary orders his release.
A French President Francois Hollande stood before the flag-draped coffins and praised their heroism, awarding the officers posthumously the nation's prestigious Legion d'Honneur. Funerals were also held on Tuesday in Jerusalem for four Jewish victims of last week's terror spree. Convening for the first time since the massacre, France's National Assembly observed a minute of silence honoring the 17 victims in a special session on Tuesday.
And a top Lord's Resistance Army commander who surrendered to U.S. forces last week will be handed over to the International Criminal Court. Ugandan Army spokesman Paddy Ankunda said in a Twitter message today that Dominic Ongwen will be tried at the ICC in The Hague. He said Ongwen will be transferred to The Hague by authorities in the Central African Republic, where he turned himself in on January 6. Ongwen surrendered to U.S. military advisors who are helping a Ugandan-led force tasked with hunting down LRA fighters in Central Africa. The LRA is accused of killing and kidnapping tens of thousands of people over the past 3 decades, first in an uprising against the Ugandan government, then as a roving band of fighters in Congo, South Sudan and the Central African Republic. Ongwen is one of 5 LRA leaders charged by the ICC with war crimes and crimes against humanity.
Schools opened for the first term today in Zimbabwe, with calls by the Minister of Education for headmasters not to send back students who have not yet paid school fees. In a statement, the ministry reminded headmasters that they are not allowed to turn back students in a nation where people are struggling to make ends meet. There were reports that some schools are already sending back students who have not yet paid school fees. Studio 7 failed to reach Education Minister Lazarus Dokora as his mobile phone was not being answered. Indications are that some schools have increased the fees by at least 5%. At the same time, the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe says most of its members in some parts of Mashonaland region and Manicaland province have failed to reach their workplaces because of the poor state of roads due to heavy rains that pounded the country in the past few weeks. The union's national coordinator, Brighton Makunike, told Studio 7 the other problem their members are facing is that of accommodation, especially at schools in resettlement areas where teachers are forced to live in squalid conditions.
Currently, we have received reports from our members that they can't access their workplaces, mostly in the rural areas where the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe is administratively active, due to the floods. And at the same time, they've also received reports from their various witness stations where some of our members are teaching in the remotest areas where there hasn't been enough accommodation in schools, and possibly the standard of the accommodation is not suitable for human habitation. They are living in almost squatter settlements, shanties. I'm making a reference to those areas that were previously used as farmhouses, which have been converted to schools. There hasn't been enough accommodation, and with this weather pattern, they can't be accommodated.
Which areas are most affected?
Matola and West, where currently 11 lives and the valuable properties have been destroyed in Mashola and Central and the isolated parts in Manicaland provinces. This has been an issue that we have been consistently raising through the our employer and lobbying again through some developmental partners that there is an urgent need to look into the issues. The working and living conditions of the rural teachers is an issue that we have been saying time and again that their welfare has been neglected for quite some time, and this is the issue that we are actually currently engaging with the government.
That was Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe National Coordinator Brighton Makunike in Harare.
Some fuel stations in Zimbabwe's Manicaland province are reportedly tampering with fuel pumps ahead of a government deadline tomorrow to adjust fuel prices as crude oil prices continue to fall on the international market. Motorists in the provincial capital, Mutare, claim that some fuel sellers have altered garage pump meters in a way that reduces the quantity of fuel sold to buyers. Our reporter Loida Moyo reports.
I heard motorists say they are being ripped off as most fuel service stations are selling petrol and diesel far below the normal quantities per liter. They claim that a liter of fuel being sold appears to be less than what is displayed on fuel meter readings. Mutare Kombi driver Ivan Pasi says he has fallen prey to such activities as he recently bought some fuel which did not take him to his intended destination. The driver says he used to buy 5 liters of fuel to reach his home, but when he bought the same quantity recently at a city garage, he was stuck in the woods.
The petrol that one buys fails to take you where one needs to go, as it would be less despite showing the correct quantities and volumes bought. We suspect that these people are tampering with the pumps.
Another motorist, Tawanda Mnemo, who drives a taxi in the city, is convinced that some service stations are cheating local people through tampering service station meters. Mnemo says only a few garages in the city are transparent in selling fuel.
It is unfair business practice as we do not get what we would have bought. It is also an inconvenience, as well as the traveling public gets a shock of their life when they are stuck with passengers on board. They just want to maximize profits.
Kombi driver Patrick Zuse says he has been stuck with passengers on numerous occasions without knowing the reason until recently, when he was tipped off by colleagues of the shaded fuel operations at some service station.
I see, what 2 trips you wanted, if I fleet, did
it? It is clear that these people tune the pumps, as with a 5 liter, we normally travel 2 trips, and if it is less than that, we cannot travel the 2 trips as usual, and we have had such experiences in the past.
But a petrol attendant at one service station in the city, Total Garage, maintains that their service station is not engaged in such activities. The attendant, who does not want to be identified by name, says their petrol and diesel pumps are regularly tested and they do not have to tune them up.
At our garage, we do not have such things, as our pumps are tested periodically. It is impossible to tamper with the pumps here, as we have supervisors. However, we have heard of such issues at other service stations in Mutare.
Studio 7 was unable to get a comment from owners of local service stations. The government last week directed that fuel prices be reduced by tomorrow, as the cost of crude oil has crashed on the world market to about $40 per barrel. The government ordered that petrol price be reduced by at least 20 cents. Currently, a liter of petrol on average costs US$1.50. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Leda Moyo.
And now, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S. Department of Labor has awarded $10 million toward a cooperative agreement with an NGO to implement a project addressing exploitative labor among youth in Ethiopia. The effort, to be conducted with the group World Vision, aims to help vulnerable youth in Ethiopia develop the skills they need to make a successful transition into good jobs. We know when youth are provided skills training and career services that align with needs in the jobs market, they are less likely to be drawn into exploitative labor, Deputy Undersecretary of Labor for International Affairs Carol Pierce said in announcing the award. The project will promote education and vocational training opportunities and seek to enhance livelihoods and access to social protection programs for youth and their households, focusing specifically on the needs of girls. The project aims to address exploitative child labor by providing youth ages 14 to 17 with marketable skills and support to secure decent work. The project will also support President Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative. Since 1993, the ILAB has produced reports to raise awareness globally about child labor and forced labor. ILAB has also provided funding for more than 280 projects in more than 94 countries to combat the worst forms of child labor by providing assistance to vulnerable children and their families. Based in Washington State, World Vision is a nonprofit humanitarian organization conducting relief, development, and advocacy activities in its work with children, families, and their communities in nearly 100 countries to help them reach their full potential by tackling the causes of poverty and injustice. In its 2013 report on human rights practices, the U.S. Department of State noted that the lack of labor inspectors and controls prevented the Ethiopian government from enforcing the law. The resources for inspections and the implementation of penalties were extremely limited. This project builds on the successes of the Ethiopians Fighting Against Child Exploitation project that was also implemented by World Vision in 2011 to 2014.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when Gibson Blessing will talk with you, the listeners, about schools opening in Zimbabwe today.
To join the discussion, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
And Jonga, we go to our mailbag, and our first email today comes from Panache in Mount Darwin, who says, guys, your time is too short. May you please add another 2 hours. We love the way you operate.
That's a compliment. And the other writer says, I just want to greet my parents in Chitungwiza, Harare. I wish to say Happy New Year. My name is Killer Cool.
And another Happy New Year message from Fedi Chamba. He says, I want to say Happy New Year to my family and wife.
And the other writer is Chikura Francis, who says, I wish the Chikaura and the Gwatizo families a successful 2015. May God bless all our activities and let God guide us throughout the new year.
Thank you very much for your emails. Please keep them rolling in to Zimbabwe and dancehall music, Jonga, you know, it's just, you know, everywhere in Zimbabwe, everyone is playing dancehall. Now we recap today's top stories.
The ZANU-PF faction backing ousted party vice president Joyce Mujuru says it has engaged lawyers to explore ways to challenge the party's December Congress, which they allege was illegal.
SADC health ministers are meeting in Victoria Falls to discuss health approaches to various diseases in the region.
And Zimbabwe says the number of tourist arrivals in the country increased to 2 million last year from 1.8 million in 2013.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Sandekile Mhlanga. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Jonga Losandra. Siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 13 kuzibandlela 2015. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ukudonselana amandla kobandla lezano PF sekuthethe elinye inyathelo kulandela ukuphenduka ekhaya kwaMnumzana Didmas Mutasa. Sizwe ukuthi sokusenziwani.
Iproblem ikhona mina ngibona njengani ukuthi khona thina abantu abezano PF sihluleka ukulungisa izinto manxa kungafukulutho.
Izikolo zivuliwe lamuhla sizalithulela okwenzakalayo.
Sonke sesifuna ukuthi ngasisebenzisa i-treatment efana nayo ukwenzela ukuthi kusuka kwelinye ilizwe kuya kwelinye ilizwe akuthwali siqatha. Njengoba sesifuna ukuthi sisebenzise iphilisi elilodwa loneli eliyabe lilamaphilisi amathathu, sonke singakulandela khona kuzaba lula ukuthi ungaze usuke kuliphi ilizwe awudubeli.
Amazwe akumanyano weSADC athe gwaqa edolobheni leVictoria Falls lapho acubungula khona amacebo okwenqabela imikhuhlane egoqela owe-Ebola. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lisozizwa kulumsakazo. Ukudonselana amandla kubandla lezanu PF sekuthethe elinye njalo inyathelo kulandela ukuphenduka elizweni kukaMnumzana Didmas Mutasa obephetsheya isiya kwelaphisa unkosikazi wakhe. UMnumzana Mutasa ngomunye wabaxotshwa kubandla lezanu PF esetheswa icala lokusekela unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru, yena owetheswa icala lokufuna ukugenqula umbuso kamongameli Mugabe ngokungekho emthethweni. UMtasa ulobe ugwalo alunikeze intatheli zindaba olubeka sobala insolo yakhe labanye ngendlela abaxotshwa ngayo ebandleni. Ngalokho uthi sebeqoqa ukuya emthethwandaba phezu kokususwa kwawo ezikhundleni esithi lokhu akwenziwanga ngemfanelo njalo kwakuyikwephula isisekelo sombuso sebandla. Embikweni wakhe uMnumzana Mtasa yena uthe umela bonke abathukuthele ngokwenzakala kubandla lezanu PF. Uthe bafuna impumela yomhlangano weCongress weZanu PF oqhutshwe ngompalakazi yesulwe njalo bonke abaxotshwayo ezikhundleni zabo babuyiselwe. Abaxotshwe ezikhundleni besetheswa icala lokusekela uMjuru bagoqela yena yena uMnumzana Mtasa, uMjuru, uMnumzana Reika Ukonde, uMnumzana Rukari Kumbo laba bengabagcini sihlalo bezigaba eziyisificamunwemunye zelizwe. Embikweni wabo laba basole uMgabe ngokuba ngontando kayiphikiswa kanye lomkakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe besithi ngomunye wabantu ababangele ukulwisana kubandla lezanu PF ngokukhuthaza inzondano. Sixoxe loMnumzana Kumbo owayeyisikhulumeli sebandla lezanu PF saqala ngokumbuza ukuthi uvumelana yini labathi umongameli Mugabe nguye osebulele ibandla lezanu PF.
Hayi, mina vele ukubona kwami i-problem asiyo yomuntu one, i-problem ngeyethu sonke. Sayekelele izinto zihamba nendlela ekhona leyi. I-problem ikhona mina ngibona njengani ukuthi khona thina abantu abezanu PF sihluleka ukulungisa izinto manxa kungafukulutho. Ekumele kuyenzekale ukuthi khona manxa linama-differences yenu kimele lihlale phansi likhulume linegotiate livumelane ukuthi indlela esifuna yile nenxa yokuthi khona ama-differences ethi yabe sinawo asiyo ukuthi ngokubulalana ngokuxotsha abantu. Hayi, abantu bayabe bebona ngendlela ezithiyeneyo. So thina kumele sikwazi ukuthi umuntu wonke ubona izinto ngendlela ejiyeneyo. Hayi khona umuntu uphonguye ulandela. So esingakuvunyi yikho lokhu okukhona ukuthi abantu abakhona abasesithi yiwo ngabakhokheli bethu. Hayi, akwazi ukuthi bavela ngaphi. Shuwa bavela ngaphi ukuthi singabo-Secretary for Administration, ngabo-Commissars, ngabo uzibani bani bevela ngathi abanye bangkhulu ababe ngakazali impi iqalisa ngani kodwa kathesi siyibo sithi hayi yithi civil ayi hansi lazo sizivume lokho So iba abantu abaphambanisa iba abantu abaphambanisa ugabe lobungaka uyimqedela manga ukuthi ti abantu laba bafuna ukuxotha bafuna ukubulala
akhona yini amanyathelo elizawathatha afana lokuya emthethwani ndaba ukuthi lilungisise lolu daba
oya sikhuluma namaloya ethu ukuthi bona ukuthi singayenzani bazasitshela ukuthi singayenzani kuyini esingakuyenza so into esizama ukuyenza lokho kodwa manxa sokufikile sizalitshela
Lo mnumzana Rukari Kombo ayi sikhulumeli sebandla lezano PF bekhuluma icingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 eseHarare umuntu ngameli inkomo uxoxele ngcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba
Ngibona lokho oqala fanele sikhangele ukuthi lombiko uvele ngaphi okuyikuthi uvele kucomrade uthi Thomas Mtase simazi ukuthi akaphathekanga kakhulu ngendlela iCongress eyenzeke ngayo siyazi ukuseke wazama ukukhuluma leSadik ukuthi bazama ukumnce ukuthi isikhundla sakhe sibuyiselwe sezano ngibona ngani khonoko kwenza ukuthi sifanele sikhangele sisengahle ukuthi kathi kungabe kuyikuthi kuleqiniso elingakanani kumbe bonke abaqembu lika Mrs Mjuru bazimisele yini ukulwisana lo President Mugabe ngalesi sikhathi kodwa ngibona ngani mina kuqhakathekele ukuthi sikhangele sisengahle ukuthi kathi lokho akuchoyo kumbe lokho abakuchoyo akusilo iqiniso yini njalo kukhona yena bangakwenza ukuthi benze umahluko kumbe bawise izikhundla ngibona ukuza kubanzima kakhulu ukuthi bakwenze lokho ngendlela yokuthi phela lokhu kuxotshwa bakwenziweyo bekulungisa indlela kulungiselwa umnangagwa indlela yokuthi abe ngu-vice president njengoba esengu-vice president lokuthi mhlawumbe athola umbuso ngemva kokuthi nxa upresident Mugabe engabe esuke esikhundleni ngenye yezindlela ekhona kodwa ngibona ukuthi lokhu kwenza umehluko kakhulu kwesikhathi esikho ngaphandle kokuthi sithi umnangagwa ngibonani waphambanisa ngokuthi adinga ukuthi uxotshwe abantu abaningi kakhulu ngabe baxotshe abantu abalutshwane bacine lapho mhlawumbe singathi hayi ngabakho ebuzimeni obukhulu kodwa ngathi sibonani ubuzima bukhona xa iqembu likaMrs Mjuru lingaqhubekela lilwisa lesiya phambili
singabona na ibandla leli lidabuka phakathi iDokotela Sibanda icele likaMjuru lisiba ngenye izanu PF njengalokho esikubone kusenzakala kuMDC
kuzima kakhulu ukuthi sikubone khona lokho kusenzakala ngaphandle kokuthi mhlawumbe nxa upresident Mugabe engasuke esikhundleni sakhe ngokusheshsha khonokho ke kunika ithuba elabantu abafuna ukuthi baqalise linye iqembu kumbe inye iphathi kodwa nxa upresident Mugabe sesekhona nxa bengakwenza nxa bengazama ukwenza njalo ngalesi sikhathi ngibone ngale kungasuka kubazimele kakhulu ngendlela efana lobuzima obatholwa yiZoom isanda kuphuma esangothini lwezano
Lo mnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda ingcwethi ecobungula izombusazwe bekhuluma icingweni leStudio 7 eseBhilitani
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave laku shortwave 4930-12080 laku 15775 kilohertz lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com
Inkokheli yamazwe akumanyano weSadak ithe kwaqa edolobheni leVictoria Falls lapho icubungula khona amacebo ahambelanayo awokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwemikhuhlane egoqela owe-ebola owengculaza ofuba kanye lowemalaria belandela iziqondiso abazisungulayo ezeSadak Protocol on Health. Isiphathamandla sogatsha lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle umnumzana Gerald Gwinji utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi umhlangano lo uphela ngolwesihlanu kuyonale iviki okulilanga lokulwisana lomkhuhlane woqhuqho owemalaria. Kusenjalo umnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legcikwane le-HIV kanye lomkhuhlane wengculaza usichasisela abafuna kunqonywe kulomhlangano.
Lesifiso sokuba nga amaminista ethu abambane kokuqala abakukhulumayo njalo bakugcwalise bekugcwalise njalo bendawonye bazikhuphe futhi kumumo wepolitics bathathe nje HIV njenge HIV bangayihlanganisi bayingayixubanisi kakhulu le politics ukuze sibe lokuphumelela ngapha eSouthern Africa laseAfrika yonke nje bambe. Esikucelayo ukuthi babuyele kuzivumelwano abazenze emuva yizo eziqakathekileyo eziyi-foundation. Bavumelana ngendaba yona leyani yokuthi bazaphakamisa isikhwama esikhutshwa yilizwe langelizwe fakwa ku-health i-budget yelizwe kube ngaphezu kwenani le-15% ku-budget yonke eyabe ikhutshiwe yelizwe. Khonokhu kungathi kuyabasinda. Okunye okukhalela kakhulu yikuthi babambane endaweni ye-treatment, ikakhulu i-treatment yabantwana. I-treatment yabantwana ingathi lokhu isalele emuva. Njalo sonke sesifuna ukuthi ngasisebenzisa i-regimen kumbe ngithi i-treatment efana nayo ukwenzela ukuthi kusuka kwelinye ilizwe siya kwelinye ilizwe akuthiwa lisiqala. Njengoba sesifuna ukuthi sisebenzise iphilisi elilodwa loneli eliyabe lilamaphilisi amathathu, sonke singakulandela khonokhu kuzaba lula ukuthi ungaze usuke kuliphi ilizwe awudubeki.
Okunye-ke okuqakathekileyo esingathi kufanele ukuhluzwa.
Okunye engikhala ngakho kakhulu yukuthi thina be-Afrika lapha ake sizame ukusebenzisa ama-resources ethu esilawo. Sizame ukuthi izihlahla lezi esilazo ikakhulu phezulu ngapha kubo-North Africa, izulu lapho elina kabili ngomnyaka, kulezi hlahla eziningi eziyizo ezithathwa ngamakhiwa ke benza imithi. Ake sihlakaniphe lathi sisebenzise esikuthi i-indigenous knowledge ukwenzela ukuthi lathi sibe yi-force to reckon with. Abantu labo basihloniphe bakwazi ukukhangela kithi, hatshi ukuthi sihlale sikhangele emazweni i-first world country. Siprotekthe futhi-ke leyo mithi esikuthi yi-trips laphana kumbe ngithi i-intellectual property, that is gijimese kumaloya-ke siprotekthe khonokho esiyabe sesithe sakwakha kuze kufike esigabeni sokuthi imithi sithengwa kithi njengoba kuyithi esilezi sayo.
Lo mnumzana Sipho Mahlangu olwela amalungelo abantu abaphila legcikwane le-HIV kanye lomkhuhlane wengculaza ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Victoria Falls. Abazali bathi basola ukuthi uhulumende uyabe sithi akula mntwana uzaxotshelwa ukungabhadali inhlawulo yesikolo yama-school fees, njalo linhlawulo ayizukukhwezwa, kodwa abaphathi bezikolo beqhubeka bengezelela imbadalo leyi santando kungelanyathelo elithathwayo. Okunengalolu daba sikuzweni kuntatheli izindaba ye-Studio 7 onothando Sibanda.
Ugatsha olubona ngezemfundo luthi akula mntwana ozaxotshelwa ukungabhadali indleko zesikolo, njalo limbhadalo ayizukukhwela, kodwa abazali bathi kade bayizwa ihlatshelwa lingoma kodwa kungelampumela. Bathi izikolo zikhwezile indleko zesikolo lanxa iningi labazali eliqhatshwe nguhulumende lilokhu lisabheke ngawayizolo lilinde iholo lebonus. Unkosazana Melody Swela olabantwana babili uthi lumnyaka umqalele kubi ngoba ngemva kokudla ikhefu engajabulanga emelele imali, lalamhla ulokhu esamelele ibonus okuyiyo avame ukuzijabulisa ngayo lemuli yakhe, kuthi ingxenye ikhangele indleko zesikolo lapho zivulwa. Uthi akasathembi lutho oluphuma kuhulumende, kungakho kazukumangala lapho abantu bakhe bexoshelwe ukungabhadali.
Kulonyaka into ehulu enzwe nguhulumende ayisilungelanga, ikakhulu thina abasebenzela uhulumende silokusola futhi siyakhonona ezinhliziyweni zethu. Njalo simelele ama-bonus esingakwaziyo lokuthi aza ngibuya sikhathiwani. Ama-fees abantwana asimelele ukuthi siwabhadale ngo-January kodwa asilathemba lokuthi aza buya kumbe awasoza kuye. So hayi, into esiyenzwe nguhulumende lonyaka shuwa asiyithakazelelanga, asifisi ukuthi kuphinde kwenzakala into enje futhi.
Unkosikazi Charity Ntubeni ongumzali uthi yena umangele sesizwa kuthiwa isikolo somntanakhe sikhweze inhlawulo, yena uhulumende esithi lokhu akukho emthethweni. Imbiko ithi isikolo ezingasi zikahulumende sezikhweze indleko yesikolo ezithi ziyifuna yonke yenele. Kuthiwa abazali abangenelisi lokhu bayatshelwa ukuthi bayekweboleka ngaphi imali yona ebiselwa isizele. Unkosikazi Ntubeni uthi lokhu yikubamba abazali ngomphimbo njalo abalaqiniso ukuthi budlelwano bani obuphakathi kwabaphathi lenhlanganiso lezi ezibolekisa imali.
Kanye uhulumende loba enze lesi simiso sokuthi ifees ingakhweza, ukukhanya akalanyathelwa oluthathayo to make sure ukuthi izikolo zilandele lesi simiso sokuvelela ukuthi lezi zikolo ezikhweze ifees zikhangelele ukuthi abazali bahle babhadale yonke leyo mali kuyona le iviki yokuvulwa kwezikolo. Sezenze isu lokuthi lawo ma-organization abolekisa imali aboleke labo bazali abangenelisiyo ukuthi ba-raise leyo mali. Lokhu sokwenza ukuthi kube lembuzo yokuthi lezi zikolo ezenze lelosu lama-organization abolekisa imali, what do they have to gain from leyo arrangement?
Izikolo zibikwa zengeze indleko yemfundo ngalumnyaka ezigoqela imtshabezi eGwanda esuke kumali phose amadola alikhulu amahlanu i-$490 isiya phezu kwamakhulu amahlanu amadola i-$530. Isikolo sesibane sezwe koBulawayo sibikwa sikhwele sisuka kumakhulu amahlanu sisiya kumakhulu ayisithupha amadola i-$600. Lanxa abasebenza kwezemfundo bebeke baphatha udaba lokukhalala umsebenzi, lolu daba luthule ngemva kokuthi bathole iholo lebonus ngeviki ephelileyo kungaziwa ukuthi iyozala nkomoni lapho ithemu iqhubeka njengoba bevele bengajabuli ngeholo labo. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokuvulwa kwezikolo kulandela imbiko ethi abanye abantwana baxotshiwe ngelanga lokuqala ngoba bengabhadalanga imbadalo yama school fees yona ekweziweyo. Thumelani text message kunombolo esithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Imuli labangane bamapholisa akwele France amathathu abulewe ngabahlamuki bokholo lwesimuslim ngeviki edluleyo bavalelise izidumbu zabo lamuhla. Umkhokheli webutho labahlamuki beLord's Resistance Army ozinikele emabuthweni akwele Melika uzaqhutshelwa kumthethwandaba we-International Criminal Court. Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke lamhla sihlaziya udaba lokwenza imikhuba ehlukeneyo enjengokwethesa inkanda lokuthethela amadlozi emadolobheni. Kambe bakhona abakwenzayo lokhu endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe njengakoBulawayo. Ake sizwe unkosikazi Shila Musonda ongukhansila edolobheni lakoBulawayo njalo oyingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu exoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Peter Zwide Kalanga Khumalo oyingcwethi kwezamasiko belo Gibbs Dube weStudio 7.
Hhayi akusananzwa akusathethelwa. So kulutshwana sibila kusekho.
Singathi kwenziwa kuyini khonoku manko?
Abantu sebalahla amasiko besenziwa yikulandela amathethi la asuka abamanengi asegcwele iganga lonke leli. Abantu sebesuke balandela khonoku sebelahle amasiko.
Khumalo, ungathini khonapho ba?
Kungani sokufiphala kakhulu ukuthi abantu benze okwamasiko abo njengokuthethela nokwethesa inkanda. Umama uqinisile sibili ukuthi okuningi kwenziwa ukuthi sokwasuka kwangena ivangeli labelungu ladiliza okobuntu bethu. Ngakho abantu abaningi abasakwazi ukuthi kwenziwa njani. Abantu abaningi abasakwazi ukuthi kufanele kwenziwe konke lokhu. Ngoba isintu sethu asiphelelanga nxa abantu bengathetheli, kakhulume labaphansi, axoxe nabatshonayo ekudala, xa abantwana bengatheshwanga inkanda sebegula babe leminye imikhuhlane kungazakala ukuthi ivelela ngaphi ngenxa yokuthi akwenziwanga ngendlela eqondileyo.
Nxa kungasathethelwa-ke mankomo ubona zani kuwonakala ngaphi khonapho?
Ayisokonakele kakhulu kungathetheli ngenxa yokuthi abantu sebethi loba bekele ukulandela amasiko sebethi nxa begula izifo emzimbeni kwakulabontolwane kabasanatho ntolwane kabasadla umgugudo okuqinisa amaqolo la. Izihlahla lezi zavela zadalwa zehlukana emhlabeni ukuthi lesi siyasiza lokhu, lesi siyasiza lokhu, lesi siyasiza. Abantu sebatshelwa ukuthi izihlahla lezi azilunganga, ziyakhoza ikhensa. Abantu betshelwa ngabantu abalandela into ezikhulunyiswana ngamakhiwa ebezivele zingekho esintwini. Yikho le khensa yakhona le isikhona, isibhahile, isinengi ngenxa yokuthi abasathathi izihlahla lezi ebezivele zidliwa. Bazidle ezigcinisa imizimba, ezigcinisa amagazi, zidaliwe zona uNkulunkulu onguye wadala izulu lomhlaba, wadala konke lezihlahla lezi.
Ngambe kunjalo Khumalo, umgugudu bonke laba abasanathwa?
Izihlahla zona ngokwazi zikhona kodwa abantu kabasazazi. Kathesi koBulawayo lapha nje basedolobheni nje kunje abantu bangazazi njani izihlahla? Kabazazi izihlahla, bakwazi ukuthi umgugudu kwini, abakwazi ukuthi intolwane kuyini, abakwazi konke lokhu ngamakhuluma ngakho ngenxa yokuthi ulwazi olusemakhaya lolwazi olusemadolobheni alufanani. Abantu abasuke emakhaya abasabuyi koBulawayo bemadolobheni bebeta ulwazi njengalokhu kwakudala, sebebuya bezedinga imali lenhlalakahle ukuthi badle izilibotho, bangakhangeli kakhulu ngempilo yabantu. Ukuthethela kwakuqakathekile ngoba kwakusiza abantu baphile ngendlela ethile ekondiswe ngokwamasiko abo. Njalo ukwethesa abantwana inkanda kwakuqakathekile ngoba kwakuqinisa abantwana ngokwesiko laleyo ndlu lapho abazelwe khona. Ngindenze mina ngiyakwazi lapho engetheswa khona inkanda khonapho nabafowethu lapho betheswa khona inkanda indlu yinye. Njalo nabantwabethu bahambe bayakwetheswa khonapho. Into engizosicala ngayo ukuthi lelo xhego elathonayo selathona, ngakho abantwabakhe abasaqhubekanga lolwazi lolo olukhulu kangaka ayelisebenzisa ebantwini abaningi. Ngizigqaja ngokuthi ngetheswa ngubani endlini ethile ngaphi endaweni enje, labantu abami labo baba lesiko elifananayo. Kwenza ukuthi umuzi uqine, kube lokuhloniphana lokwazana ukuthi thina singobani. Ngoba likuthethela lokwethesa inkanda ngokunye okwenziwa ezindlini lapha ukuthi uqinise ukuthi sizazi ukuthi singobani. Njalo sibe le ndlela esiphila ngayo elokuhlonipha okwekhaya okuqondana lokwemimoya yethu.
Ye mankomo, pho-ke kuvuselelwa njani khonapho-ke?
Kumele into yonale ivuselelwe ngenxa yokuthi amasiko siwalahlile, yikho into zonke zingasahambi ngendlela. Akusaphilwa kuhle ngendlela ngenxa yokuthi namhlanje sesalandela isikhiwa, sisezwa ngamakhiwa. Kanti ivini kusedorobheni ubuwathola amabele ethengiswa, uyethenga amabele amilisiweyo, uthole wenze uyebika uthethele. Inkanda ibisenziwa umntwana ezelwe intebe afakwe. Namhlanje uzathola sebelandela amathethi begqinzisa abantwana intambo engxenye eziluhlaza kumbe intambo ezibovu kumbe ezimhlophe. Kodwa khonoko kwentambo ezibomvu lentambo eziluhlaza ngamadlozi phela, amalembu amadlozi la abomvu amayaluhlaza. Kodwa sibe kuthatha bekugugule bakufake esayidini yemathethi, bakwenze ukuthi lokhu sokusemathethi. Yikho isizwe imkhuhlane, abantu begula bengasasili, lokufa sokukunengangaka ngokuthi imzimba kayisaqinanga. Uqala usithi nxa ukhule loba usidla isihlahla ukonapha edorobheni, izihlahla zigcwele edorobheni lapha, siuthi izihlahla zisemakhaya kuphela ngokuthi amasiko avele nxa udabukile. Wonke umuntu udabuke evele lekhaya ekwazi ukuthi mina ngidabuke eGwatemba, ngidabuke eNkayi, ngidabuke eJombe, ngidabuka kwoZimba, konke izihlahla zikhona. Lakhonapha izihlahla edorobheni zivele zikhona. uyahamba uye emkambo uyebika kumbukambo yegakeni yedilihlahla sakho uzidlele.
Lapha sizwe unkosikazi Shila Msonda ungukansila edolobheni lakobulawayo njalo oyingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu exoxa lomnumzana Peter Zwidekalanga Khumalo oyingcwethi kwezamasiko Belo Gibbs Dube we Studio 7. Lonyaka kukhanya abadlali bomdlalo wenguqu abasacathulayo bazathola amathuba okudlalela amaqembu amakhulu abalisa ele Dynamos, ele Highlanders kanye lele Cape United. Wona asetshayise unyawo iningi labadlali bawo abalodumo abakade bedlala umnyaka odluleyo. Intathe yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukuphungulwa kosekelo lwemali oluvela kubhanga lebank ABC kumaqembu athiye leDynamos kanye leHighlanders kungabe kuyiyo imbangela enkulu yokuba lawa maqembu ehlukane labadlali abaleminyaka eminingi bedlala kusigaba sephezulu bona bafuna iholo eliphezulu. Iqembu leDynamos lona elizintshanje zesigaba sePremier Soccer League lithe ngeyabadlali abambalwa abavela kumaqembu amancane njalo namhla liqhubekele phambili ngokudinga abadlali abatsha enkundleni National Sports Stadium esigodlweni iHarare. Eyinye imbangela yokwehlukana labadlali abalesikhathi eside bedlala kusigaba saphezulu ukungaziphathi kuhle kwabo laba badlali okuyinto ehluphe kakhulu la kuqembu leHighlanders nyakenye. Iqembu leBoso lilahle bonke abadlali abangelambeko njalo liphakathi kohlelo lokudinga abadlali abatsha abavela kuzigaba zaphansi njalo abanye balaba abatsha abakhanya belethuba lokuba yingxenye yetshila moya lonyaka ngabagoqela uPeter Muduha obedlala kuqembu leAjax Hotspurs kuDivision 2, uPatrick Tokoyo obedlala kuCS Distributors kuDivision 2 njalo kanye labakade bedlala kuDivision 1 abathi uLindelani Ncube kanye loAston Mhlanga. Omunye wabadlali abahlukanele iqembu leBhozo uMthulisi Maphosa namhla ubonakala ezilolonga leqembu leBCC Golden Stars elingene kusigaba sika Division 1 lonyaka. Ikanti umgadli uCharles Banda yena ubikwa ebhekise amabombo kwele Zambia kuyazama inhlanhla kuqembu lePower Dynamos. Sikhangele imidlalo yenguqu edlalwa kwamanye amazwe ngempela viki edlulileyo. Elizweni leNgilandi iqembu leChelsea selivule isikhala semiklomelo emibili phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ngemva kokunqoba kwalo eleNewcastle ngethu kanyanga ngomgqibelo. Kwathi elihlezi kundawo yesibili leManchester City lapha ngojikelobhanqa 1-1 lele Everton. Iqembu leChelsea lilemiklomelo engamashumi amane lathoba munomunye ukuthi ele City lilemiklomelo engamashumi amane lesikhombisa. Kundawo yesithathu kule qembu leSouthampton lona elinqobele eManchester United nge 1 kanyanga ngensonto okuyimpumela eyitshiyele eli qembu lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amathathu lathoba munomunye. NgaseSpain iqembu leReal Madrid yilo elihlezi phezu kwengalane lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amane lambili ngemva kokunqoba ele Espanyol nge 3 kanya ukuthi ngemva kwalokuhlezi iqembu leBarcelona lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amane lanye kodwa lidlale imidlalo eminingi kulele Real Madrid ngowodwa. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Sokuyisikhathi sokulibalela imbiko esiyithola nge-email la kuWhatsApp. Lamhla silencwadi kanagogo othi ngiyalibingelela basakazi. Qhubekani ngomsebenzi wenu omuhle ngokusazisa okwenzakala kwelakithi. Ngithanda ukubingelela imuli yami yakomlalazi echolocho echefunye lezihlobo labangane. Ngingakhohlwa usisi Nono ngithi ngolwesibili esikolo ngiyabonga. Lathi sibongile nagogo njalo sithemba usisi Nono ukhambile esikolo lamuhla. Lanili lakho balaleli ukuzwa eyenu imbiko ebalwa emoyeni. Thumelani text message yeWhatsApp loba i-email kustudio 7@voanews.com. Inombolo zeWhatsApp zithi 1202-465-0318. Lasebulenjeni liyasithola kukheli @voaindebele.com. La kuFacebook sesikhona, lidinge ikhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele. Hayi ke isikhathi asisavuma ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa kuzigqiba ukulugqiba loluhlelo ke sikhangele ebesilakho. Ukudonselana phakathi kwamabandla kubandla leZANU PF sekuthethe elinye njalo inyathelo kulandela ukuphenduka ekhaya kwamnumzana Didmas Mutasa. izikolo zivuliwe lamuhla abanye abantwana bexotshwa ngoba bengabhatalanga. Amazwe akumanyano weSADC athe gwaqa edolobheni leVictoria Falls lapho acubungula khona amacebo okwenqabela imikhuhlane egoqela owe-Ebola. Hayi ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhonapha eWashington DC.